Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 25th of April, 2017. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in about 5 minutes. Starting off news today with Spotify. It looks like Spotify is ready to get electrified, with at least building some of its own hardware, if one is to believe these job postings that have appeared online from the company. Yes, recently there's been some job postings popping up online talking about referencing of design, selling hardware directly to Spotify users. And you're thinking, well, what kind of hardware would this be? Well, we're seeing anything from maybe a Pebble Watch type of hardware to an Amazon Echo or Snap Spectacles. Really? Spotify did indicate in these postings that it would be fully connected to their service. Hey, I could see something like an Echo or a Google Home making its play in for Spotify. That makes perfect sense to me. The spectacles, I don't get at all. The Pebble Watch, what? Sling TV users, now with an Apple TV, you'll be happy to know a DVR now will work for you. Yes, finally, Sling TV is making its cloud DVR add-on available to subscribers with an Apple TV. And you're thinking, woohoo! Well, you gotta pay extra for it, of course. $5 extra per month, and that's for 50 hours of cloud storage. No, freebie here. Just like the customers of Roku, Amazon Fire TV devices, and Android already know. Now, what's even more funny is it's actually still in its first look stage. / beta, meaning the DVR features are still being tweaked and worked on. And it still doesn't work on some channels due to licensing rights, of course. So, Apple TV users, you might just want to be aware of that before you hand over an extra $5 a month. Have you got a lot of subscriptions going on? Let's face it, we got subscriptions here, there, and everywhere over the internet, don't we? Well, Amazon's ready to help us tackle all of that mess. It's called Amazon Subscriptions. What else? Now, pretty much what this comes down to is it's a monthly fee-based services where companies can fork over 30% of their profits in exchange for Amazon customers. Don't know how well this is going to go over. Amazingly, though, the store does have some services already. Disney Story Central is also on there, Dropbox, and a few other meal prep apps and those kind of things. So, no Netflix, nothing like that. And by the looks of it, it probably won't be happening. Although I gotta admit, kind of a nice idea, just to see how far they can take it. And finally, ransomware. Yeah, I'm sure you know pretty much what I'm talking about. Most people that listen to this show, yeah, I know that. You want to avoid that. Funny enough, though, for a lot of Britons, they don't know what it is. The experts over there at Acronis actually polled a few British people, and their findings actually suggest that 60% of respondents didn't know what the hell ransomware even was. 16% kind of said, yes, I've heard of that, but I have no idea. Sadly, only 7% said that, yeah, I know what it is, do not give me any. Now, funny, Acronis actually put two and two together and found the lack of awareness is matched by data insecurity. Among the respondents, more than two-thirds, that's 69.9%, feel worried about their personal data online, and 47% feel vulnerable to a cyber attack. However, though, a resounding 95% of people that were in this poll said there's no way they would pay up if they got ransomware. Any bets about 90% of those people would change their mind because they didn't want their other half to know how much porn they got on their computer? If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com. You know the website already. Get on over there and check it out. You ever talk about it every show? If you haven't done it already, get on over there. You have no idea what you're missing. You can also give us a like and check out our Facebook page, British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me too on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And our Slack room with our BTN community. We'd love for you to be a part of it. You can do that at BritishTech.slack.com. The new show will be back for your hump day Wednesday installment. We get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, enjoy your Tuesday. And thank you very much, as always, for listening. However, wherever, together.